Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 4 is happening this Tuesday, November 10th, featuring Critics, Hill Beast, and Winona Forever. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 6th of November, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming live on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll have a visit from some of the folks from Swamp City, denizens of all things old-timey, bluegrass, bluesy, and Zydeco. They'll be releasing their CD next week at the Cottage Bistro on Main Street, and they'll be giving us a sneak peek. We'll also have a preview of Shindig, Week 4, CITR's annual showcase of new bands, and our usual rundown of what to do and see this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Alrighty, so our guests just literally walked in the door this moment, so we'll give them a chance to catch their breath and take a moment to figure out where they are and what they're doing. And while we're doing that, we're going to hear a little bit of music. This is the great High Rise Decks.
Well, I got a friend named Carlos, and he lived just down the hall, but he plays a conga. begin to fall, where he plays a hippie rhythm and he plays a sexy beat. But when he plays a rumba, you just got to move your feet. Everybody, let's rumba. Oh, up and down the hall. Everybody, let's rumba. Oh, come on, one and all. Everybody, let's rumba. Yeah, up and down the hall. Everybody, rumba. Yes, I got a friend named Billy, and he lives us down the street. When he plays a guitar, man, that guitar sure is sweet. Well, he plays some hippie rhythm, and he plays a sexy beat. But when he plays a rumba, you just got to move your feet. Everybody, let's rumba. Up and down the hall, everybody, let's rumba. Come on, one and all, everybody, let's rumba. Yeah, up and down the hall, everybody, let's rumba. Oh, come on, one and all.
Papa tell a red bird, mommy too. Had so much, you know what to do. You gotta have a little more. Oh, baby, you gotta have a little more. If you want me to stay here, gotta have a little more. Nothing's gone and don't get me. Give me that summer and ain't never had. You gotta have a little more. Oh, baby, gotta have a little more. If you want me to stay here, gotta have a little
All right, so that's Swamp City and a tune called Gotta Have a Little More. And Swamp City is Mickey Hovind, Tony Reese.
Hey, quiet.
I have to, I forgot to stop the CD player. So the next song started. So there's a button there to push that says single. And if you don't push that, then it just keeps playing to the next track. And I forgot to put it on single. So I try to look like I'm a professional broadcaster sometimes, but it doesn't always work. So I got Kat Wahama. Hi, Kat.
Hi.
And Joe Pacus.
Hello.
And two of Swamp City. So you've made it out to our studio. You found your way in.
Through the swamp.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a bit swampy out there today.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little foggy.
So. You know, Vancouver had a swamp.
Yeah.
The tea swamp. And we debated trying to do something related to that swamp, which was obviously
Whereabouts was that?
It was around Mount Pleasant area, like just below it. So it was very swampy. You know where all those houses are quite funny and they're just off of Main
Street?
You're
going to have to narrow it down a bit more.
I'm sorry.
The houses are a bit funny.
Well, some of them are actually on a tilt.
Yeah.
So
Main and what, like around 15th or?
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Anyway, some historian is going to get us into trouble telling us it's just bogus.
Well, since we're talking about swamps and Mount Pleasant and stuff, I heard that all that area, the flats behind Main Street, mm-hmm. you know, the where the rail tracks are, mm-hmm. that was, False Creek used to extend all the way to Clark Drive. And they fill that in by leveling off Mount Pleasant.
That sounds completely reasonable to me.
Like I think when you get up to 19th or 20th or something, yeah. you're going uphill, and then all of a sudden it levels off to about 39th or 41st or 49th or something. That used to go up higher, and they just chopped the top of the hill off and dumped it into the
Well, we've digressed.
Yeah. We're talking about swamps.
Fill in the swamp.
What are we going to fill in the swamp? Yeah.
Did they find homes for all the alligators before they did that?
Oh, yeah?
I hope so.
Why not?
Unless they're still lurking around there somewhere.
I don't think northern swamps, most of them have moose, I think.
Oh, no alligators.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Probably more like elk and moose and stuff like that. All right, so let's talk about music.
Okay.
Let's talk about Swamp City.
All right.
So, Kat, you've been playing around for a while.
Playing around the...
In various incarnations and stuff.
Yeah.
When did the Swamp City thing get started?
I guess it's almost 2 years now in the making.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were some preliminary. Actually, I think what happened is that Tony Reese.
Yeah.
And
of Kat and Tony.
Of Kat and Tony, and Randy Schultz. They were kind of just getting together to workshop woodshed tunes and what
picking
have
and
you.
Grinning.
And so they started doing some stuff and I think that it kind of got generated from there. Tony and Randy used to have a great band, Blues Caboose,
well,
that had quite a moment. And as you know, Randy also was the front for Mojo Zydeco.
Yeah.
Great Zydeco band.
Yeah.
And that kind of was, that had wound down. And so so I think from that little nucleus, we started to pull some other folks in together.
Yeah.
And that's how we ended up with Swamp City.
Mm-hmm.
I came a little later.
I
came after the accident.
Okay.
When the previous drummer fell out of the boat into the swamp. The alligators caught him.
Oh, that accident.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's right. It just feels like you've been our drummer forever.
Yeah.
It's
because
only been
we
a
love
year.
You.
Yeah.
Well, not that we didn't.
So
I won't say anything.
So you're kind of like the Spinal Tap of Zydeco bands then.
Yes.
You could
just
be.
Just careful drumming for these
be
guys.
Very careful, yeah.
Stay away from the garden. Stay out of the garden.
Yeah.
All right. Where have you been playing a lot, like as this group?
Was it last summer maybe started doing various festivals and what have you. But
yeah.
It's taken us the year to put the CD together. So we did have a a CD release earlier in White Rock, where a lot of the band members are congregated. Uh-huh. And, well, we've got Delta Joe here with us. Hey. He's from Delta. And so the one coming up on November 13th is kind of the Vancouver, CD release at Cottage Bistro. But, yeah, we've been doing some shows.
And I noticed that pretty much all the tunes on here are originals.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that first one we heard was Kansas Joe, Memphis Mini and Kansas Joe fame. So there are, there's two old-time tunes. I think Oh Red is another one.
Yeah.
But the rest are all penned by Tony and I or Randy.
Oh, right.
Some of the tunes. And actually, I was thinking we would do one of Randy's tunes
in terms
of playing.
Well, why don't we do that now?
Which I just need a refresher. That's all right.
So give me a number.
It's track 8.
Track 8. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, that's all right. Now
So we're listening to Swamp City and selections from their soon-to-be-released debut CD, Swamped. Yeah. So we got Kat and Joe here. Now, as is usually what happens in these interviews, is that all the best stories come out while the song is playing. So you said, Joe, you were going to talk to us about Randy's workshop.
Actually, just a quick on all the instruments. Swamp City uses a lot of stuff, especially guitars. I've got your regular small drum kit, but we've got lots of guitars. We got a homemade stuff. We got a rub board that Kat wears and plays. It's this corrugated thing. She plays it with beer bottle cap openers. And we've got a couple homemade things. Mickey, the bass player, plays this one-string homemade, what would you call it?
The gut bucket bass?
Gut bucket bass, with a shovel handle and an old...
It's tunable, though.
It's tunable, yeah, for sure.
See,
it's
Randy's
got a
master craftsman.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, those things, it's got the long broom handle
and the
single string, and you kind of adjust the tension of the string with the broom handle to get the... There's actually an actual
tuning mechanism.
Oh, no, really?
This is a high-tech device.
Oh, excuse me.
It cost Randy about $40 to make.
And the good thing about it is between the rub board and the washtub base, we can do laundry on the road. No, just kidding.
On the fly, yeah. As well, he's got a homemade guitar. It's kind
of made out of a license plate.
Yeah, it's made out of a license plate, 1957 BC plate. I'm assuming he was born that year, maybe? Or was he born 67?
I'm not going to talk about
But it's beautiful. Four
don't want to open
thing.
That door.
I think that cost him about $12 to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the rest is just lots of guitars.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony's got this great, it's a Portuguese-made tenor guitar.
Oh,
that,
wow.
He's got in a particular tuning, and he plays it with a slide bar. And it's actually... The beautiful purple. It's a lovely color, too.
Yeah, it's nice, yeah. And that's one of the things I like about Swamp City is we've got two lead guitarists. Yeah. Kat plays guitar as well. But these guys have both got totally different styles.
Oh, nice.
So it's not the same thing each time.
Yeah. You got a nice contrast going. And you were also talking about some of the interesting venues you guys have been playing recently.
We had a nice one out in Abbotsford, the Keratin.
Yeah, it's part of their Envision... concert series in the
beautiful
summer
place.
Outdoors, lovely on Mill Lake, but it was one of those ridiculously, it was so hot, it was literally, I could have fried eggs on the rub board. It was just so,
it was that hot Sunday in August,
the
when
one
most
where
people stayed inside with
air conditioning, where people were you know, at the hospital with heat exhaustion. I think we all kind of had some of that. We all had to go play gigs after. That was
dear.
They were all kind of Pink Floyd, I think.
Yeah.
And then there's this brand new place out in Surrey, the new Surrey City Center.
That's Center Stage at Surrey City Hall, which is a beautiful venue. There's a number of halls that are, I guess, council chambers first, and then
well, that was the thing that kind of struck me. It's like it's the council chamber, but it's got room for 200 people.
Yeah, but I think they really did their homework, and so they've really created a beautiful state of the art theater that functions really well as a theater. And I have the fun of doing some publicity for the series that runs there.
Yeah.
The Nautical Miles were just there
last night.
And you actually talked about them last week show.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff coming up in the new year there as part of the series.
So. Great. And so you guys are playing next week at the Cottage on Main.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what night is that? That's next Friday?
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, perfect.
I love Friday the 13th. It's my favorite. Oh, I wouldn't go. It's 4470 Main. I don't think that's even... I think that's an approximation.
Yeah.
I think people know where the Cottage Bistro is.
It's somewhere between King Edward and the baseball park.
And the baseball park, yeah. so we're the show's at 8:30-ish, and the tickets are $10.
Uh-huh.
And so there are some available in advance at the Cottage Bistro.
Okay.
They'll be available at the door as well.
Show up at the door.
And we may have a couple of special guests too.
Ooh.
Some surprise people.
Ooh, I like surprises.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's going to be a rootin' tootin' hoot.
It's definitely, you've got to bring your dancing shoes. It's pretty, you know, we do have some good slow tunes as well, but it's pretty high energy, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You can't not dance to a lot of that.
Cool.
That's what they say. If you can't dance to Zydeco, you can't dance.
Yeah.
Just so there's, it's Zydeco, blues, roots. And actually, speaking of dancing, I think, Swamp Dog Stomp would be the choice.
So that'll be our going out tune.
Our going out tune.
Yeah. What number is that?
It's number 12.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, both of you, for coming in today and braving the traffic out to UBC and finding your way in our
brain. And I don't have a ticket, and I still have a laptop, and there's no bodies anywhere. Oops.
Thanks, Dave. Our pleasure.
Okay. Well, thanks for dropping in. We'll see you next Friday, the 13th, at the Cottage Bistro.
Yes.
See you there.
There's lines on the road and signs everywhere. Laws written someplace you ain't heard about. Cops out the butt, you're lurking here and there. Your wrists in cuffs, you wanna get them out. Well, it don't matter where you came from, people. Do the swamp dog stomp. Keep it locked up tight every working day. Speak real quiet when you wanna shout. You're in the right place to have your say. It's the right time to let it out. Well, it don't matter where you came from, people. Do the swamp dog stomp. Well, let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Like a voodoo dancer trancing out. Then raise your banner, take it to the street. Uncork that bottle, let the genie out. Well, it don't matter where you came from, people. Do the swamp dog stomp. As the bills pile up, the cars in a ditch. Tomorrow's down the drain and today's in doubt. You wanna get by, didn't ask to be rare. On a runaway train with no way out. But it don't matter where you came from, people. Do the swamp dog stomp. Well, let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Now, Wednesday is Remembrance Day, November 11th, and we here at CITR, we're putting together a very special program. It's a 90-minute documentary called At Home and Overseas. It's a special tribute to Canada during World War II. It's based on a book that came out about 40 years ago called Six War Years by Barry Broadfoot, and it'll be aired twice on Wednesday. We're going to do it early in the morning at 6:30 till 8 o'clock, and then again at 6 p.m., right here on CITR. So here's a little taste of what you can hear on Wednesday.
I was posted to Edmonton, Air Force. Now, this is the time of the start of the Alaska Highway, and Yanks, for Christ's sakes, Yanks everywhere. Mary, my wife, and young Tommy are first. They come out, and we live in a hotel and on an Air Force sergeant's pay. You try it sometime. But we're looking for a house, see? We try everything. Little limericks into classified ads, real clever stuff. Funny, but not a nibble. I make friends in the Queen's Beer Parlor with a guy in the circulation room at the Bulletin so I can get the paper first, and Mary and I rush out there, and there's three in line already. This is the way it is. 1 month goes by, 2 months, another. Hell, it looks like a divorce could be coming up. And we love each other. But three in a hotel room, about 10 by 12? Try it, my friend. Just try it. So we're trying this tip again from my pal in the paper circulation, and we can't afford cabs, so we take the rock and roll trolley out there, and well, same old story, third in line. We're coming home about 5 o'clock, and I'm desperate. She's desperate. We're both desperate, and I say, Mary, old girl, when this car stops next, somebody's going to get on and walk up to me and say, would we like a sweet, big, nice and warm, good for kids, good for parties? I went on like that, just as a joke. And so, the next stop. Screech, clunk, clank, and somebody walks down the aisle. He's a guy I had worked with once, a nice guy. He's in the army, and he's got this big house in the west end of Edmonton, and the guy who's in the upstairs suite, he suddenly posted that day to Helangon, and his wife is going back east, and there's this suite. Harry, he says, it's yours if you want it. I think my wife started to cry. I'm not sure, but I know I was damn close to tears, too.
Grab your coat, get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Don't you hear the pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never had a cent, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Right Honorable W.L. Mackenzie King, Prime Minister of Canada, speaking from Ottawa.
There is no home in Canada, no family, and no individual whose fortunes and freedom are not bound up in the present struggle.
This Remembrance Day, CITR presents At Home and Overseas. More than two dozen Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada during the Second World War. Wednesday, November 11th, from 6:30 to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Or look for the podcast at citr.ca.
You're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along.
Timber Concerts presents, from Montreal, pop band Tops, on tour to support their latest release, Picture You Staring. They return to Vancouver Saturday, November 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests White Poppy. For more information and to get tickets, go to timberconcerts.com. Every night, over 700 youth sleep on Vancouver's streets. This is their story. Death in a Dumpster, the musical, is a true story about homelessness, written, composed, and performed by a cast of street-involved youth actors. Death in a Dumpster opens November 7th at Waterfront Theatre for three performances only. For tickets and information, go to www.deathinadumpster.ca. Death in a Dumpster is presented by Access to Music in association with Directions Youth Services.
Thank you. There's plenty of high-profile sports games this weekend on CITR 101.9 FM. Both basketball teams face off against the University of Alberta Golden Bears in the War Memorial Gym on Friday, November 6th, with the women's at 6 p.m. and the men's at 8 p.m. The Thunderbird football team will play in the Canada West semifinals against the University of Manitoba Bisons at the Thunderbird Stadium, 12 noon on Saturday, November 7th. And then after, the volleyball teams will go head-to-head against the Calgary Dinos at the historic War Memorial Gym, the women's at 1 p.m. and the men's at 2:30 p.m. Catch all of the action on CITR 101.9 FM.
Alrighty then, let's take a look and see what's going on around town in theater and some film stuff, a couple of music things too. Starting off with Cock by Mike Bartlett, a play at Performance Works on Granville Island. This is, it's an interesting story. It's after years in a stable relationship with his boyfriend, John accidentally falls in love with a woman. Unable to choose and unwilling to label himself, John is torn between two relationships and two identities. It's at Performance Works on Granville Island. It's tonight, two shows tomorrow, and a matinee on Sunday. It's Cock. Also on Granville Island at the Waterfront Theater, you just heard about it, Death in a Dumpster, the musical. They've got three shows. There's one tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and then there's another one on Wednesday, and then the final show on Saturday. So make sure you take some time and go and check out this show. It's worth seeing. It's very well done to begin with, but it's also got an important message. So enjoy. You'll enjoy it, and you'll feel good about going to see it too. Studio 1398, while we're still on Granville Island, Speakeasy Theater is doing 3-2-1. This is a raw, violent, and sometimes funny examination of life, religion, love, friendship, and homophobia. Imagine a bender that just won't end. 3-2-1 is Trailer Park Boys meets Long Day's Journey into Night. Extremely coarse language, adult situations, gunshots, violence, references to drugs, alcohol, and Wetaskiwin. That's going on at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. Up the hill at Pacific Theater, 12th and Hemlock, Bleeding Hearts Theater presents The Amish Project, featuring a friend of the show, Susie Kunden, a stunning exploration of the strength of community and the power of forgiveness in the face of tragedy. At the Powell Studio Theater in Cole Harbor, Western Gold Theater's production of The Dining Room continues this weekend. That's the play that takes place in one room where a whole variety of different characters sort of come and go and tell all kinds of different stories through several generations. A really intriguing night of theater, that one, The Dining Room at Powell. On Commercial Drive at the Havana, 20-something Theater is doing Tender Napalm. Another friend of the show, Sean Harris Oliver, is in that one. This is a really kind of a stylistic but very physical and emotional, poetic is a good word to put on this play. It's a kind of a high concept thing exploring the landscapes of the relationships between men and women. In Gastown at the Fire Hall Arts Center, Other Guys Theater Company presents The Incomplete Folk Singer by Pete Seeger. This is a one-person show about one of the great troubadours, one of the great voices of working people in the 20th century, Pete Seeger. And he wrote a book called The Incomplete Folk Singer, and that's been adapted as a play and a one-man show written and directed by Ross Desprez and featuring Mark Helleman as Pete Seeger. And Pete Seeger was a great guy, and this is a great show too. Further up the hill at York Theater on Commercial Drive, it's Nirbhaya. And this is a India-UK-Canada co-production of a play based on the performers' real-life experiences. So everybody on stage is telling you a story that happened to them, and it all surrounds a rather shocking and violent incident that happened in Delhi in India not very long ago. Definitely worth spending some time on that, too. For some lighter fare, if you want a little Agatha Christie in your menu, you can go to the K. Meek Center in West Vancouver. They're doing Miss Marple in A Murder is Announced. This is a Theatre West Van production. Let's see. I think that's... we've also got in North Vancouver Snapshots, a musical scrapbook, which is a play that was done about a year ago on Granville Island, and it's now been remounted. Stephen Aberley is in that one, another friend of the show. And Steve Burgess is in it, too. And this is a story about a couple whose marriage has fallen apart after 30 years together, reliving the memories of their past selves captured in snapshots. At the Jericho Arts Center, it's opening night tonight for People, United Players production of People by Alan Bennett, directed by Adam Henderson. Story of an impoverished aristocrat and owner of decaying stately home, desperate to raise some cash to keep things going. And pay close attention to the sound and the sound designer. I'll tell you why later. If you're an opera fan, you might want to check out Opera Opulenza. They're doing another evening of German art songs. Ein Liederbund at St. Mark's Anglican Church tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And then we've also got the East Van Comedy and Sunday Service at the Fox Cabaret. East Van Comedy at the Havana, Sunday Service at the Fox on Sunday night. At the Rio Theater, always plenty of fun going on there. We've got some live stuff happening tonight. It's Long Form Burlesque, hosted by Diva Fandango and Mr. Nickel. That's at 8 o'clock tonight at the Rio. And then stick around for the Midnight Show. It's a classic movie from the 70s, Bud Cort and Ruth Gordon, in one of the most unconventional love stories ever. It's Harold and Maude. You got to see Harold and Maude. If you've never seen Harold and Maude, you haven't lived. Tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, there's a film by Brad Bird, the guy that brought us The Incredibles and Toy Story and all kinds of stuff like that. And this is called The Iron Giant. This is a science fiction fairy tale set in the 50s. That's at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, Canadian Pacific Blues Society presents a concert by the great David Gogo at 8 o'clock at the Rio. And then on Sunday, we've got a documentary called Marianoni, The Fire in the Frame, about an Italian bicycle mechanic and enthusiast and inventor and genius who has kind of reclaimed his life through his bicycle. And then at the 9 o'clock show on Sunday is a brand new fast-paced action heist film called Momentum. So there you go. And then tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, go to the Kino at Cambie and 17th and check out the Honky Tonk Dilettantes. That's our old pal Paula Rempel Spur and her bluegrass and honky tonk gang. That's at the Kino at 17th and Cambie. So there you go. That's a quick look at some of the stuff that's going on. Now, we've got a bit of a giveaway for you here. On Tuesday night, Twin River is going to be performing along with Failing and Invisible Ray at the Fox Cabaret. And we've got two tickets. You put your name at the door, bring a plus one. So, and we also have an album to give away as well. So if you want either of those, I can't give them both to the same person, but if you want one or either of those, give us a call right now. The number is 604-822-2487, and we can either get you in the door at the Fox on Tuesday night to see Twin River, or we can get you Twin River's newest release, and that will be shipped right to you. So if you don't know who Twin River is, I'll play the song while you phone in.
I don't know who it is.
All right, now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. Famous Artist Productions is doing Mrs. Claus's Kitchen. I guess it's kind of a Christmas show. And that's going to be happening in December. They're looking for 4 additional chorus members for their musical. So you got to be a singer and a dancer and have some experience in musical theater. The Highland United Productions is doing Fiddler on the Roof in March at Highlands United Church in North Van. Their auditions are, let's see, what's today? Today's the 6th, right? So Sunday and Monday, November 8th and 9th. This is an open audition for any community member. All parts are available. And if you know some Russian dancing, that would help. Rainforest Theatre doing Robin Hood the musical, and that's at Burnaby Village Museum. That's their Christmas production. Their auditions are on Sunday. They're looking for 3 females and 3 males between the ages of 14 and 39, so there's a pretty wide age range for that. Submissions from all cultural backgrounds are strongly encouraged. In White Rock, the White Rock Players Club doing Boeing Boeing, the classic French farce about the bachelor with the 3 air hostesses in his life. Ryan Mooney's going to be directing that. It's happening in White Rock in March, and their auditions are on Monday. Looking for 4 women and 2 fellas, and that's at the White Rock Players Club. Now, at the Dorothy Somerset Studio at UBC in February, Masters in Fine Arts candidate in playwriting and theater design Stacy Kaser has written and is going to be directing a play called Right Hand Man. And Stacy is looking for 1 man and 1 woman. Man should be mid-30s, woman should be late 20s, so around roughly the same age range there. The play is called Right Hand Man, and it's going to be in production in February. So check that one out. Lovebird Productions, Last of the Red Hot Lovers by Neil Simon. That's going to be at Studio 16 at 7th and Granville in February and early March. And they're looking for 1 man, 1 woman, and also looking for a stage manager. Auditions are on the 20th of November. Eternal Collective Theater is doing Saturday Night Theater at the Richmond Gateway on December 19th. This is a cabaret-style performance event featuring 12 youth between the ages of 12 and 18 from across the Lower Mainland. This could include singers, dancers, improv teams, stand-up comedy, anything like that. They're still taking submissions until midnight, November 16th, so you have about a week left, and you'll be contacted if you are successful at that. Fighting Chance Productions doing Facing East, and that's going to be up in April. And let's see, they're auditioning 3 shows here. So the first one is Facing East, and that's going to be in April. And that's directed by Ryan Mooney. And the auditions for that are November 30th. And they're looking for 2 guys in their mid-20s, plus 1 male of late middle age and 1 female also in her 40s and 50s. And then the other 2 shows are going to be done in repertory throughout the summer, or at least through the month of August, at the Waterfront Theater, American Idiot, the Green Day musical, and Heathers, the musical, based on the movie. And they are auditioning for that in December. So go to Fighting Chance Productions' website to get all the details on that. 2 more to go. 2 more to go. North Van Community Players doing 2 rooms in April, and their auditions are in December. And Metro Theater is doing Towards Zero by Agatha Christie. The production will be up in May, and the auditions are also in December. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can find them at VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or email us here at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. So no takers on the Twin Rivers tickets yet, but the lines are still open. So if you still want to get them, 604-822-2487. Yeah, 2487. The numbers are very tiny on the posting there. So, and while we're waiting for the call, we're going to tell you about Shindig. Shindig is coming up on Tuesday. It's week 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Our own Echuta took the prize on last week. And so next week, three more bands will be up. It's at Pat's Pub at Hastings and Dunleavy. It's only $6 at the door. It's Tuesday night. I think the show gets underway about 9 o'clock. There's always lots of fun, jokes for beer and all the usual shindig shenanigans. So make sure you're out there for that. So we're going to sort of end the show by playing the bands that we'll be playing on Tuesday night. In this order, it's Critics, Hill Beast, and Wynonna Forever. So here's Critics.
Stuck in my routine, seeing the same things I've seen before in a magazine. I've seen before on a picture screen.
Okay, we are rapidly running out of time here, so I will play the other two songs, but I'll do the wrap up first, so that we don't step on Erica and Eleanor too much. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out this week to all the talented folks and friends of the show who will be receiving Mayor's Arts Awards for 2015. The recipients were announced, and the ceremony will be at the Roundhouse Community Center on Thursday of next week, November the 12th. We got sports on the radio this weekend. Doubleheaders starting tonight with basketball against the University of Alberta. Women's game at 6. Men play at 8. On 101.9 FM, that's the radio station you're listening to right now. And tomorrow, volleyball versus Calgary, women's game at 1, men's game at 2:30. You can catch those games streaming on CITR.ca. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send us your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive the glorious moments from the past,
check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwuar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye. So this is Hill Beast. They'll be at Shindig on Tuesday.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
Are you
Looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
What's up, world? You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Femme Concept, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
We are, of course, your hosts.
Yay.
Today, very exciting day on Femme Concept, more exciting than normal, because it's always exciting.
Yes, indeed.
We have a guest in the studio all the way from Chicago.